GOP reclaims Labor Day as U.S. enters Trump's golden age. By Nick Gilbertson on August 30, 2025. The Republican Party is reclaiming Labor Day under President Donald Trump, thanks to the pro-worker policies he has long championed and is delivering on. Trump has delivered for American workers on numerous fronts, ranging from significant tax cuts in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, rising blue-collar wages at the fastest rate in six decades, and a slew of outside investments into America that will lead to an influx of job opportunities in the United States. President Trump believes that American workers are the heart and soul of our economy, which is why he's championed an agenda that always puts them first. From signing the largest middle-class tax cuts in history to securing nearly $10 trillion in new investments to create high-paying jobs across our country, White House Assistant Press Secretary Taylor Rogers said in a statement to Breitbart News. Under President Trump's leadership, Republicans are once again the proud party of the American worker. Trump and his populist vision delivered on core campaign promises for working-class Americans with the One Big Beautiful Bill, which provides substantial tax deductions for overtime and tipped workers, as well as slashing taxes on Social Security benefits for middle-income seniors. These are on top of sweeping middle-class tax cuts, as Rogers points out. Moreover, the One Big Beautiful Bill broadens access to Pell Grants for students who are pursuing careers in skilled trades. Meanwhile, Trump and his tariff policies have produced an investment boom in the United States, with foreign countries and companies pledging $8.7 trillion in commitments. Apple leads private sector investors with its $600 billion plan, a facet of which includes plans to manufacture all glass for new iPhones and Apple Watches sold worldwide in the United States. The United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Japan have the top foreign investments, committing $1.4 trillion, $1.2 trillion, and $1 trillion, respectively. The collective investment surge will produce a massive number of jobs for Americans. For instance, Apple's investments alone stand to create 20,000 new positions. Since Trump assumed office in January, he has overseen the creation of nearly 500,000 new jobs in the labor sector, with American-born workers accounting for all net job gains, according to a White House official. Since January, 183,000 new apprenticeships have commenced, along with the launch of 1,736 additional registered apprenticeship programs. Trump has also presided over a blue-collar wage boom, which he said at Tuesday's cabinet meeting has risen at the fastest rate in 60 years. The wages for blue-collar workers are now rising at the fastest rate in 60 years, which is so important to all of us around this table. The average American worker has already seen a $500 wage increase this year, Trump said. This means that Trump's wage growth among blue-collar workers has eclipsed the record he previously set by a new administration in 2017. Joe Livorno, senior advisor to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday earlier this month that wages for blue-collar workers would only improve. The real blue-collar boom, which we're seeing, we've got a 1.4% annualized year-to-date increase, which is the second fastest start of a new administration dating back 60 years. The only time it was faster, and it was just a smidgen faster, was President Trump's first term, when it grew 1.5%, Livorno told Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. He emphasized that the One Big Beautiful Bill would serve as a further boon for blue-collar workers. However, the good news is with the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill, which brings back 100% expensing for capital expenditure and adds the new caveat, the novel approach of full expensing for factories and plants, that is going to be a boon for blue-collar workers, he said. Those are carpenters, electricians, plumbers, laborers. It also includes things like nursing assistants, people that work in retail and wholesale trade, basically the backbone of the economy. Those workers are going to benefit from the increased capital that companies are incentivized now to make those commitments, in addition to the building of factories, he added. The workers who are going to build those factories are going to get paid, and workers are going to get paid more when they're working in those factories. So it's President Trump's commitment to building that is going to really lead to what he calls the golden age, and this blue-collar boom thing is going to extend and get even better going forward. while Trump is helping secure more purchasing power for today's blue-collar workers. He's also investing in workers of the next generation via the Industry-Driven Skills Training Fund in the Department of Labor to tackle skilled trade workforce needs. The Labor Department has also awarded $84 million to bolster registered apprenticeship programs. In addition, the Departments of Commerce, Education, and Labor are establishing talent pipelines to address key industries and prepare America's workforce system for an AI-led economy, as outlined in America's Talent Strategy. Trump has also taken deregulatory action to empower small businesses in rural America. Trump's mandate to eliminate 10 regulations for every new one, along with his reduction of federal penalties for small businesses, stands to benefit businesses by ensuring more capital for growth and job creation. At the same time, Trump is nixing Biden-era rules that have hurt farmers and ranchers in America's heartland.